Taking care of your teeth is not really an option. If you don't, serious problems will occur. And we're going to talk about the most serious problem today. Welcome to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann from Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry, with three offices in Cary, Garner, and Fuquay Farina. All right, let's get right to it. This is a topic that people, I don't think, know how serious it is. Dr. Mann, tell me about periodontal disease.
I think you put it right on the head there. You know, a lot of people don't know how serious periodontal disease is. It's the most prevalent disease in America. Most people think, oh, heart disease. Yes, heart disease is the one that we most know of, but periodontal disease is the number one disease in America. And what's so striking is it is the precursor to heart disease usually. So basically what periodontal disease is, we have bacteria in our mouth. And that bacteria gets down around our gum line, and it lives around the charter that builds up on our teeth. And that's one of the reasons why we recommend that all people get their teeth cleaned at least once every 6 months, because we're getting that charter off. But as that charter builds up, you can't effectively clean out the pockets around your teeth, and that bacteria starts to wall itself off so that our immune system can't fight it. And it's almost like a beehive. I like to tell people, if you're familiar with beehives, they have worker bees, but they also have the bees that protect the hive. And they go out and they will do everything to protect the queen. Well, it's much like that when the bacteria that cause periodontal disease set up. They put a wall around themselves, and then they send out these worker bees to fight off our immune system. And then our immune system can't fight it. And so our body knows that. And so what happens is our body starts eating bone away around our teeth, because it knows that we got to get rid of these teeth so that it doesn't create other problems. And so that's really the basis of periodontal disease. It's many different types of bacteria that build up in the pockets around the teeth that cause, ultimately, the number one cause of tooth loss in America is periodontal disease. Most people think decay, or most people might think that it's trauma, but it's not. It is periodontal disease, and usually when someone loses their teeth from periodontal disease, they don't lose just one, they lose quite a few.
And, you know, I mean, you mentioned getting your teeth cleaned. It used to be just getting your teeth cleaned, but now it's gotten more involved. For instance, when you have patients, your hygienists go through very meticulously, going through one tooth at a time and assigning a number to it. If that's a high number, does that mean that periodontal disease could be starting?
Oh, that's exactly right, Mike. Basically, when we're doing those numbers, we're evaluating to see how deep the pockets are around the teeth. As I mentioned earlier, as you start to lose bone, your pockets get deeper. So a healthy mouth will have 1 millimeter to 3 millimeter pockets. But as the pocket depth increase, that gauges how serious the bone loss and how serious the stage of the periodontal disease is. That's how we assess it in a dental office. Is a patient comes in, we take x-rays, we can see the charter on the teeth, we can see the bone loss, but when we do those pocket depths, that really tells us how engaged and how involved that bacteria is causing that bone loss. And so we've seen people with a lot of charter on their teeth that don't have really deep pockets. So their immune system is doing a good job of fighting off that bacteria. But once those pockets start developing, unless we get in and do treatment, then that's when the advanced periodontal disease starts. And it's usually the end of the teeth. There's not a lot that we can do unless it's severe surgical treatment with a periodontist.
Are there hereditary traits that make someone more susceptible to periodontal disease?
Well, there is a gene, Mike, for periodontal disease. So if you have that gene, you can get something called early onset periodontal disease, which means you can get it at a very young age if you don't brush your teeth and get that bacteria out from under your gum line. We like to identify those patients early, and we do have tests in our office that can do that, can identify the gene for periodontal disease. If you have that gene, you're about 10 times more likely to lose your teeth in your lifetime than if you don't have the gene. Now, if you have that gene, does that mean you have to lose your teeth? No. You can keep your teeth as long as you're keeping them that periodontal disease at bay by coming into the dental office and doing a really good home care to keep your that bacteria at bay. Home care is very important too. You know, you can come to the dentist every 6 months and then have poor home care and still have periodontal disease. You have to floss, you have to water pick, you have to brush your teeth on a regular basis. But the onset is different for every individual. And that's a great question. We see people that haven't been to the dentist in 5 to 10 years that have early or advanced perio. But we also seen people that have been to the dentist that take really good care of their teeth, and they might have very light periodontal disease or gingivitis if they haven't visited the dentist. Gingivitis is the first stage of periodontal disease, and then it goes all the way up to stage 5. And stage 5 is when your teeth are hopeless, and we have to extract them. But that is a great question.
A lot of this can be avoided by visiting your dentist and having those dental exams every 6 months. If you'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Mann, there are 3 offices of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry in Cary, Garner, and Fuquay. Verena, here's the number, 919-462-9338, or go to smileman.com. That's smile, MANN.com. Up next, we'll talk about why you should be concerned about bleeding gums. This is Teeth Talk on WPTF. FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. News, talk, traffic. And we're back here on Teeth Talk. The one thing that hygienists are especially concerned about are bleeding gums. Why is that the case?
Well, bleeding is a first sign of, or it could be an advanced sign of periodontal disease. Bleeding is due to the bacteria, which bacteria causes inflammation, and inflammation usually you have bleeding when there's inflammation in your mouth. And that's why we always tell our patients, if you're spitting blood when you brush your teeth or when you're flossing, it's usually a sign that you have some form of periodontal disease. So that's why when you're visiting your hygienist, your dentist, and they do the measurements, if you have healthy gums, you're not supposed to bleed when we're doing those measurements. So a lot of people bleed profusely that have periodontal disease or gingivitis, which is the first stage. So yeah, that's why bleeding is a problem.
We really can't sound the alarm loud enough about periodontal disease, because in some of the worst cases, it can lead to serious health issues, including cardiovascular problems. Why is that?
Well, this bacteria not only just sits around your gum line, but it's a very invasive bacteria. It can be aerobic, which means it can live where there's oxygen, or it can be anaerobic, which means it can live where there's no oxygen. So it can get into your veins, veins which carry deoxygenated blood back to your heart, and it can get into your arteries, which is oxygenated blood. But what it likes to do is it likes to get into the veins, not only in your heart, but for heart disease purposes, it does get into your heart veins and your aortas, all those arteries in your heart, and it loves to sit in between the inner lining cells that basically line your vessels, and the bacteria gets in between them, and our body knows that's bad. That's a bad bacteria to sit between those cell walls. And what our body does in our immune system is it sends a soapy-like substance to try to smother the bacteria and keep it from causing harm and wall it off. Well, that soapy-like substance does a good job of walling it off. But what happens is when you eat something very fatty, you get lipids in your blood or fat molecules. And as it goes through your bloodstream, guess what? It sticks to that soapy-like substance, and that's the beginning of plaque buildup in our arteries and veins, mostly in our arteries. So that's the beginning of heart disease, is plaque buildup. So keeping our mouth very healthy and disease-free will also help our cardiovascular health. And it's not only that, there's other things that we are learning now. We've learned for a long time that periodontal disease is closely associated with blood sugar levels in patients that have diabetes. Those patients that have periodontal disease and they have diabetes type 1 or 2 have a hard time regulating their A1C or their blood sugar. So that is something that we've known for quite some time. They did a big study at UNC about it crossing. They noticed that women that were pregnant, they followed them, women that had periodontal disease and those who didn't. They found that the birth weight in babies were quite lower in women that had periodontal disease. So what we know is that it does cross over and causes some effects, even in younger women who have periodontal disease on their babies. So it's interesting that it can cross also the blood-brain barrier, we're learning, and increase your risk for Alzheimer's. And people are like, well, how does that happen? Well, we have a certain bacteria called Porphyromonas gingivalis, and it creates a toxin. And that toxin can cross the blood-brain barrier. And when that toxin gets into our brain, it can produce our brain produces beta amyloid. And beta amyloid is a protein. And as we know, those proteins fill up and keep our neurons from firing between the cells in our brain. And that's the beginning of Alzheimer's disease. So they did a big, huge study in human genome rats, and they inoculated these rats with that toxin. And they found that those that they inoculated with the toxins started getting that protein buildup, whereas those that didn't have the toxin did not get that protein buildup. So we don't know everything yet that these harmful bacteria can do to other organs. We know that it can affect the pancreas with diabetes. We know that it can affect the brain, the heart, cross the placenta and affect the baby in the womb. So there's a lot more things. There's even some studies that are showing it increases certain risks of cancer. So as you stated, it is a very dangerous bacteria.
And I think the scariest thing about periodontal disease is the fact it's the silent assassin, essentially. It's in the body. You may not, do you even feel any pain at all?
No. No pain at all. Like I said, the first signs are if you're spitting blood, that's usually the first sign, but you won't necessarily have pain just because you're splitting blood. Your gums can become a little sore at times if you floss and you have periodontal disease because it's so inflamed, but it usually goes away in a day or two. And that's why it's called the silent killer. Usually when your pain starts, where you're like, hey, I think I should get this checked out, it's usually because you have advanced periodontal disease and you start getting lateral periodontal infections locally. And that causes pain, much like a toothache. And then when the patient comes in, it's really much too late to do any kind of periodontal therapy. It's usually extractions.
Well, we are talking about periodontal disease today on Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann. We've got one more segment coming up. You are listening to Teeth Talk on WPTF AM 680, FM 92.9, and WPTF.com. News, talk, traffic. We're back here for our final segment on Teeth Talk, heard every Sunday at 4:30 on WPTF, and you can listen to past shows on demand always at WPTF.com or wherever you get your podcast. The best thing you could do to avoid periodontal disease is good dental hygiene and having frequent exams. We were talking earlier about how hygienists now look for early signs, and the encouraging thing is that a lot of the teeth that are showing some concern, with good dental practice, you can reverse some of that. Isn't that true?
That is correct. You know, one of the things that I always tell patients is if you're going to a dentist and they're not measuring your gums every time you go in, then you need to find a new dentist, because that's the only way that we can decide if a patient and determine if a patient has periodontal disease, especially early onset. You don't really have to have bone loss in an x-ray to have periodontal disease. So you really need to get those measurements done every 6 months, not once a year, but every 6 months. But yes, you're right. You know, one of the things that we determine when a patient has periodontal disease is from a spit test, we determine what bacteria are involved. There's high risk bacteria, moderate risk, and low risk. And we have to determine which one we're dealing with, because if we're dealing with a very high risk bacteria, which means it's highly invasive, then we have to tell that patient that, hey, you know, you're going to have to get your teeth probably cleaned a lot more often than someone who maybe has low risk periodontal bacteria that's causing their disease. So the first thing is find out what that bacteria is. And it's a simple spit test that we send into a lab called oral DNA. We can also do a gene test at that time if we need to determine if someone has the gene. But then we have to flush that bacteria out of the gums. Now, depending on what state you are, depends on how many times you have to come in to get the tartar in that bacteria flushed. The other thing that we have to remember is this bacteria is systemic, which means it's in your bloodstream. So if we go in and we clean out the pockets around your teeth, okay, that bacteria can come and set up shop again really quick, depending on the number and amount of bacteria that's in your bloodstream. So we also, from that old DNA test, they will tell us what type of antibiotic that we need to use based on the bacteria that's present to be most effective to fight it systemically. So you have to fight it locally by getting all the bacteria off the teeth, and you have to fight it systemically using those oral antibiotics so that it doesn't return to those pockets so that they can heal up. Like you said, you have to floss, do home care, and then those gums tighten back up and those pockets go away. And then we can get back to a normal cleaning once every 6 months.
But you have to do it. I mean, that's the thing. And over the years, there's been, I mean, let's face it, there are some people that just do not want to go to the dentist. I don't know where that starts, but it is something that some people just want to avoid. But you have ways with sedation dentistry of really allaying any of those fears.
Yes, we, you know, a large amount of people that have periodontal disease that come into our office are very fearful. That's why they don't go into the dentist, because they don't want to hear bad news. The longer you wait, the more bad news you're going to hear. We have many sedation options, from nitrous, which is laughing gas, to anti-anxiety pills that we give our patients, all the way up to IV sedation. So we want our patients to feel comfortable. And once we get that treatment done, their gums no longer hurt, their teeth no longer hurt. And usually they don't need sedation anymore. It's just above the gum line cleaning. It's very easy. So our goal is to get those patients to enjoy coming to the dentist so that they can keep their gums healthy.
Dr. May, we did a couple of shows back on all on X treatment for people that have lost a lot of teeth. Is there a connection with losing teeth and periodontal disease?
I would say that the majority of the All-On-X, which is full mouth implant retained teeth that we do, are from periodontal disease. Periodontal disease, most prominent disease in America, as we said. But once you lose a certain amount of bone, you get into what we call terminal dentition. You can't keep your teeth anymore. It's not worth spending the money and the pain that occurs with severe bone loss. So that's when we head into what we say All-On-X treatment. Now, just because you've had periodontal disease doesn't mean you can't get an All-On-X treatment. However, the more bone that you've lost, okay, the harder it is to place implants, because implants require a certain amount of bone. So you don't want to wait too long, because if you do, you lose a lot of bone. And then to be able to get implants, you have to get expensive bone grafts, which we try to avoid.
This periodontal disease, it's about the most serious thing that you can have as far
it
as...
It is. It really is. I would say next to oral cancer, which we did a show on in April, it's probably the most serious disease besides oral cancer. Oral cancer can spread and metastasize. But as we stated earlier, periodontal disease is in your system causing other problems. Just like cancer can metastasize to other organs, so can this bacteria. So yes, you're exactly right. It's probably the most serious disease other than oral cancer.
All right. So if you haven't had a dental exam in some time, hopefully this show encourages you to make an appointment and see a dentist. Dr. Mann has three offices of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry in Cary, Garner, and Fuquay, Verena. Call 919-462-9338 or go to smileman.com. That's smileman.com. Dr. Mann, what's the topic for next week?
Well, let's talk about something a little bit less serious. We're going to talk about how to straighten your teeth and the many different options that we have.
Well, tune in next Sunday at 4:30 on WPTF for that. For Dr. Ashley Mann, I'm Mike Slayman, and that's Teeth Talk. Keep smiling.